Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Sanctuary City disaster, courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. Moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
Every 30 seconds, a new illegal alien arrives. 200 million more immigrants in just 43 years. Our education, health, legal systems, environment, culture, infrastructure, and quality of life are eroded while taxpayers are burdened with unfair expense. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians to stop now. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or visit SayNoToIllegals.org. Besides free public benefits like health care, welfare, education, and housing, illegal aliens hit the jackpot with their anchor babies, born in our hospitals at our expense. These babies, 10% of all babies born here, are now citizens who can sponsor more families at age 18. Join California Coalition for Immigration Reform to tell politicians stop now before it's too late. Call toll-free 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org.
heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. That's right, the witch is dead. The bill is dead. It's dead. You hear what I said? And guess who killed it? You killed it. The American people slaughtered it, wiped it out, beat it to hell and gone. With your energies, with your patriotism, and with your mouths, you called the Senate and told them, get rid of it or we're going to get rid of you. Feels good, doesn't it? And you know why? Because we've been pushed around. We've become second-class citizens in our own country and we're tired of it. We're sick of it. I always said here on the show, once the long-suffering American people had enough and got angry, there would be hell to pay in this country. Well, guess what, folks? Last week, the long-suffering American people got angry. They had enough. They flexed their muscles and hell followed. We were up against the entire Democrat Party, some rotten Republican senators, and the head liar himself, George W. Bush. That's right. I said it. He is the head liar in chief. We had to fight lobbyists from some of the most racist, heinous, separatist hate groups in the country. You know the ones I'm talking about. LULAC, La Raza, the National Council of the Race. We're talking about Mal, Def, and Mechie, and all the rest. Add to all of these having the media against us, and that includes the print media, broadcast TV, including every liberal sitcom on television now, which features an illegal alien and his families. And you have one hell of a formidable adversary. That's who we had against us, folks. Having said that, we beat them all back, and we won. And we should celebrate. Some people are saying we shouldn't celebrate, but we should celebrate. It is important that we celebrate. Why? We need to have a victory. And by needing that victory, we got it. We should bask in its glory. We should wallow in the achievement because we needed a win as the American people. That's fine. Let's celebrate it. Let's be happy about it. But tomorrow, we get back to work because those who we fought last week will continue to fight next week. We will have to fight them over and over again, but that's okay. We're Americans. We know how to do that. We've done it before. President Bush, in his weekly radio address, said, quote, I urge Senator Reid to act quickly to bring this bill back to the Senate floor for a vote, and I urge senators from both parties to support it, end quote. Our president is a low-down, dirty, rotten scoundrel. That's what he is. If you don't like what I'm saying, call me and don't email me because I delete him when I see him. But tell me on the air why I should not say that about President Bush. He is a rotten scoundrel. And this week, he is going to try everything he can to get this thing going again. Make no mistake about it. He wants this to pass, and he will do nothing. He will stop at nothing to see to it that it does. Our rotten president is going to a Senate luncheon that he hasn't been to in 5 years. Why? He's going to try to convince Republican senators to be as rotten as he is and give away this country through an amnesty. And no other word fits, folks. It's an amnesty. That's all it is. Bush says that senators should, quote, accept the legislative deal even though they may not like it. That's unbelievable. Even though they may not like it, they should accept it. And he goes on to say, like any legislation, the bill is not perfect. And like many senators, I believe the bill will need to be further improved along the way until it becomes law, end quote. He is admitting that it's a piece of trash bill, that it belongs somewhere in somebody's outhouse. He's saying that this bill is trash, but then he's saying, but go for it anyway because I want it. That's not good enough, Prez. We're not with that. The American people don't want that, and they're not going to accept that. They haven't in a long time, and they're not going to start now. The people are finally fed up, but that's not going to be the only thing we have to worry about. Look, let me tell you, there'll be strings pulled, threats threatened, promises promised, and palms greased. You can bet on that. They're not going to go away anytime soon, and it will call for our vigilance, our undivided attention, and basically whatever it takes as Americans to fight this off. That's what it's going to take. those senators that did the right thing, it is imperative that we call them and thank them. Don't just call the ones you hate. Somebody did the right thing, call them and tell them, like Senator DeMint and some others. Call them and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for what you've done for us as Americans. Let them know. Make sure that you thank them and go on and on to make them understand that you're not just taking what they did as their job, you're taking it as their patriotic duty as an elected official. And those who oppose us, those who oppose America and its sovereignty, should get a call from us also with a direct threat of unemployment. We should be telling them, do what we say or you are history. That's what we should tell them. Tell Trent Lott. Tell Kyle. Tell McCain and Saxby Chambliss and that prissy Lindsey Graham from down there in South Carolina. Tell them that whoever runs against them, they will get your donation of money. Whoever runs against these people, you will donate money to that campaign, and big money. You will mortgage your house to donate money to their opponent, whoever it is. You don't care who it is, as long as they're running against them, and we're talking about in the primary. These people have got to go. And I don't know how many of these others are up for re-election, but I know that Lindsey Graham is up for re-election next year. And he's got to go, folks. Do not forget. These people are no good, low-life, rotten Republican trash. That's what they are. They're not good, solid, conservative Republicans. These are rhino Republicans, and they are rotten to the core, low-down, no-good sons of sea cooks. That's what they are. Rotten. And we need to tell them that at the polls, but we need to tell them first with money. Stop sending your money to the Republican Party. They are down 40%, and that is getting their attention. Stop sending checks to the Republican Party. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm not just talking to hear myself. Stop sending them money and tell them why. When they send you that envelope right on there, here's what you put verbatim. Check this out, y'all. We will send money to you when you decide to do as we want you to do with the immigration situation, the illegal alien invasion. Tell them that. Get their attention with that. You will get lots of money for us when you begin deporting these people from our country. You will get lots of money from us when you seal up that border tight. You will get lots of money from us when you start putting these employers in jail for hiring these people, and these banks for loaning them money, and these churches for giving them sanctuary. That's when you will get money from us, and not a day before. We should remember who helped us and who did not help us. They think we won't remember, but we will, folks. Stop concerning yourselves with a Republican majority in the House and the Senate. That's how these clowns get into office in the first place. Us worried about, well, we want to have the majority. Of course, I want a conservative majority in the Congress, but I don't want it at the cost of having somebody like Dreyer and Cannon and Jeff Flake and McCain and Saxby Chambliss and Trent Lott and this prissy Lindsey Graham. We do not want those people representing us as conservatives in this country. And that's what you get when you are so concerned with nothing more. Well, we have to keep the majority. That's ridiculous. That's what you end up with. Vote for the best person. And sometimes you have to take the worst of two evils to make sure next time around your party brings you somebody that's not evil at all. I suggest we start thinking about America, and the Republican Party should come second to the American Party. The Democrat Party should come second to being an American. Stop worrying about these damn parties. I'm so sick of hearing it from people who tell me that I'll vote for any Republican over any Democrat. I'll take the worst Republican over the best Democrat. That's why you're where you are. And that is why we are struggling to fix something that should not have been broke in the first place. Our immigration policy is not broke. Our laws are not broke. They are not enforced. What is broke is the Senate's desire and will to do the will of the American people. That's what's broke, and that's what you have to fix. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about quality leadership and why it's important for public safety services. Each year, our association sends leadership assessment surveys to 8,000 deputy sheriffs and district attorney investigators. Our members rate their captains on 10 aspects of leadership. The results are very interesting. This year, there was a tie for the top rating. Captain Eric Parra of the Sheriff's Emergency Operations Bureau, and Captain Thomas Spencer of the Department's Special Enforcement Bureau. Congratulations to both of them for their outstanding performance. Second place was also a tie, Captain Carl Dealey of Lancaster Station and Captain Susan Copperroot of the Department's Training Bureau. Our members care about the quality leadership at their units. These assessments underscore the absolute connection between integrity and leadership and the quality of public safety services our members can provide for the Los Angeles County residents and businesses. For complete results of this year's assessments, check our website later this month at www.alads.org. I'm Steve Remage. Thanks for listening, and please drive carefully.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. Folks, I want to remind you, anybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks tonight listening on KFNX 1100 AM in Phoenix, Arizona, the great KDON, KDWN 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN network all across the country. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. Folks, we knew when the Democrats took over both House and Congress, we were going to get some of the most despicable, deplorable, perspicuous politicians this country has ever offered. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking you folks out there that are Democrats. I know what you believe in and that you have a right to that. But most of your politicians who represent you as Democrats are horrible, horrible, horrible on this issue. That is why I blast them. I am not blasting anybody's party. Now, Nancy Pelosi stinks in her own right. She stinks all alone. You can smell her a mile away. But last week, we got to look at one of the worst in Senate Majority Leader, horrible, scary, horrible Harry Reid. This guy is absolutely horrible. He's a man who fought to give this country away to illegal aliens with that rotten Senate amnesty bill. He led the way on this, folks. He is a man who was, for years in the state of Nevada, he was vehemently against the illegal alien invasion. But when Nevada began to grow and contractors wanted more cheap illegal alien labor, guess what? Horrible Harry Reid, coincidentally at that very time, did a flip-flop and started fighting for amnesty. Coincidence? We don't think so. But, that's how it goes in politics. But it seems now that the jig is up for Horrible Harry. After the Senate bill collapsed, the Rasmussen poll people found that Horrible Harry Reid's favorability rating was at 19. 19 is where Harry Reid is right now. 19% of the people that know his name think he's doing a good job. That means that 81% of the people think he sucks. 81% think this clown sucks. And guess what? I'm with the latter. I think he's horrible. I don't understand the 19 people. I would like to talk to them, the 19%, and say, what the hell are you thinking about? But that's okay. They have their right to like this idiot. Here's a guy that the people are now on to, folks. They understand. Like I said, the jig is up, especially after what he said last week. This one is going to blow you right out of your socks. Quote, this week we will vote on cloture and final passage of a comprehensive bill that will strengthen border security, bring 12 million undocumented Americans. He said undocumented Americans. They will bring 12 million undocumented Americans out of the shadows and keep our economy strong, end quote. This man's an idiot. How can you be an undocumented American unless you're in somebody else's country illegally? You would have to go to Canada illegally. Then you would be an undocumented America in Canada and vice versa in Mexico or Kenya or the Ukraine or anywhere. He called these people Americans. He doesn't, this illiterate, ignorant wretch doesn't know the difference between a citizen and an alien. And that is because he's been tossing around the undocumented word and the I word, immigrant, all this time rather than calling these people what they are, illegal aliens. End of story. What an idiot. And you people, you good people of Nevada, keep putting this clown into office. Why do you do it? Why do you people down there in Georgia elect Saxby Chambliss? Why do you people in South Carolina elect Lindsey Graham? I don't get it. He is representing you, and he is selling you down the drain. Harry Reid sucks. Scary Reid. Horrible, scary Reid. That's what we're going to call him. You suck, but more than that, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. What a guy. I do not understand it. Nice lady called in, I believe it was from Tennessee or somewhere a few minutes ago. There was a slip made with the phones. We're sorry, call us back when the line gets open. We didn't mean to drop you. Let's get to the phones now, folks. Let us go to Manuel calling from Los Angeles. Manuel, what do you hear? What do you say?
Harry, yeah, I've called before. We've disagreed.
Yes, sir.
You've hung up on me, but that's okay.
And if you get ignorant, I'll hang up on you again. I've got my finger on the, hold on, let me get my finger on the button. Now, go ahead.
No, I think you'll want to hear what I have to say.
Okay.
Give it a chance. I think you're being too politically correct.
That's a new one.
No, actually, listen to this. See, what is political correctness? When you say something and you're taming it down and you're trying to be mainstream, but you really mean something stronger. You're saying illegals, you really mean Mexicans.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
You cannot. Oh, hold on, Manuel. Hold on. You cannot. Yeah. Hold on. You cannot.
Wait.
I'm gonna dump you if you don't shut. Mm-hmm. Shut up. All right.
Here's the
deal. I do not say Mexicans because I don't mean Mexicans. But, I mean illegal aliens from all over the world. But where do the majority of the illegal aliens come from, Manuel?
Thank you. So see.
All right, you're on hold, man. You can't. Nobody can hear anything you're saying now because you're stupid. You will not have a dialogue with me. Now, here's the question to you. The question to you, and answer it or get dumped. The question to you is, where do the majority of illegal aliens come from, Manuel? That is my question to you.
Okay, I'll agree with you. Let's just say for this argument, all right? Let's say you're right, Terry.
No, let's not say I'm right. I asked you a question, no. Manuel. You're on hold again. You're on hold again. The question to you, Manuel, is what country do the vast majority of illegal aliens come from? What's your answer, Manuel?
Okay, let's say Mexico.
No, we're not going to say Mexico. What is your answer?
I told you my answer.
Okay, your answer is Mexico.
Let's say Mexico.
Okay,
fine.
You're out of here, Manuel. You wouldn't answer the question. Let's say Mexico is not an answer. I wanted a direct answer from you, and you wouldn't give it. You are out of here. We don't play that on a Terry Anderson show. Rick calling from Chicago. Rick, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy, Rick Beseda. What's up, pal?
Well, we got the March for America this week, Terry, and I want to talk to all the good patriots and either try to get them to go come out to D.C. or go to their local state houses and federal offices and see what we have going. Over in Indiana, we have iFire, www.ifire.org.
Good folks.
Jerry Calabro.
Good folks.
219-916-2085. In the Chicago area, we have the Minuteman Midwest at minutemanmidwest.com, 815-943-3298. And they're going to Springfield. They're going to have some buses leaving Elgin, Illinois. They can contact Everett or Diane over at 815-943-3298. Get the information there. They're going to have a rally kick off at 1 o'clock, about the same time our rally is going to kick off in D.C. And anybody can get all the information they need over at www.lframerica.com.
Sounds good, buddy. You guys are going to have a good time out there, and we wish you the best. All you Chicago listeners, and I got a bunch of you. Email me, tell me you're listening to Chicago area. Be sure to attend this. This is very imperative that you show up for this. It's very important. We need the numbers.
Yeah, listen, Terry, we have some unexpected contingencies developing out in D.C. I believe they're asking some additional money for the sound system. So if anybody can't make it and they'd like to donate a couple dollars, they can go to the website at lframerica.com and place a donation on PayPal. Any additional money that's collected for this event will go to the Border Patrol agents' families. That's the way it was originally set up anyway. So.
Sounds good.
So it's going for a good cause. And we're going over there and we're going to kick a little butt, Terry.
Good
it is
for
our
you.
Time to celebrate. And these politicians aren't going to give our country away. You know,
we're not going to let them, Rick.
Out there, Terry, we didn't serve our country for open borders.
Rick, did you hear the guy that just called? He called up. It's the same old song and dance, the same old shuck and jive. In other words, he's worried about somebody picking on Mexicans, where it is basically, and I rarely even say Mexican on the air, but let's be honest, they're the closest third world country to us, so the fact of the matter is going to be that they're going to be the most illegal aliens. Let's be real. After that, followed by Central America. After that, followed by South America. Let's be real about it. But nobody's picking on anybody. I'm being picked on as an American. You're being picked on as an American. That's what angers us, that we are second-class citizens in our own country.
Yeah, Terry, it should be America first.
Absolutely.
If he's got a problem, he can call up Lupe Marino and tell her about it.
And a whole lot of other Hispanic...
He's going to be as nice as you would be.
And a whole lot of other Hispanic folks, yeah. Rick, that have supported this show. That's right. All right, buddy.
Right. Listen, buddy, thanks for the opportunity.
My pleasure.
We'll be talking to you later.
All right, folks, that's Rick Beseda from the Minutemen in Chicago. Great guy. Does a great job there. Great work. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Daniel, calling from Culver City, California. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry? Yeah, the first caller, he's uneducated.
Well, you know, Daniel, here's the thing. I'm willing to take conflicting views, but all I ask is a simple thing. Answer the questions, because anything they ask me other than something about my personal life, I will answer. And the question was this. The question was, who sends the most illegal aliens here? Well, let's say. No, let's not let's say. Who do you think it is? And give an answer like a man would give.
Yeah, and how come we have 47 Mexican consulate offices in this country? And that should tell you there right there.
There you go. There you go.
Couple other things. In that bill, there was a part in there that supported SPP. Someone emailed that to me right after the bill got turned on. They said they're supporting SPP in that bill also.
Tell them what SPP is, Daniel.
I can't even think right now. You know what it is. Security Prosperity Partnership.
Right.
It means they're going to break up the country.
That's it. That's it. Well, there was a lot of stuff. You know, nobody liked the bill, Daniel. Even those who liked it didn't like it. Even the far left radical racist people who were for the bill didn't like it because for them it didn't go far enough. So nobody really embraced this thing other than one person in this country that I can mention, and that's President Bush.
And plus one more thing I heard on another talk show that they're going to try to push it through this Friday again.
Unbelievable. We'll see what happens. We'll beat it up again. Thanks,
everyone,
buddy.
Everyone has to keep calling.
Yes, we will. All right, Daniel, thanks for the call.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break in a minute. I just want everybody to understand why I cut this guy off. You got to answer the question. That's part of the deal here. You must answer the question with no caveat, with no disclaimers, yes or no, or give the direct answer, and we could have moved on. But he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't stand tall. So that's why he's out of here. Anyway, we're going to take our break now. We are going to hear from our good buddy, Augustin Cervera of the Brown Berets de Aztlan. What a guy. What a guy. He tells you white folks what he thinks of you and what he thinks it is your duty, your absolute 100% duty to do. It is to die. This is courtesy of CCIR.
Augustin Cervera, the Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of LA. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die! Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. The They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children. We're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
05544 888-870-5544 or go to jasonhartman.com.
MedFed, middays, noon to 3, News Talk 870, KRLA, just right.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster, courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again, moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. And folks, you know, I said celebrate, and we should. We should feel awfully good about what we did. But the war is not over. We got to keep it going, and we will. I want to give out that Capitol switchboard number now. It's 202-225-3121. That's 202-225-3121. Call them up. You'll be able to get through now. Things have calmed down. Now's the time to call. And I admonish you to do so, not only to those that we don't like, but to those we do like. It's very important. Let them know. Just a quick note. Take your 10, 20 seconds. Want to thank the senator for what he did. He's a good guy. He's a stand-up American, and we appreciate that. That is very, very important. Let's go to Barbara Cole, calling from Orange County, California. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say something very important, Terry.
We want to share with your listeners the very exciting book signing and fundraising event for our true immigration reform champion, Tom Tancredo, on Saturday, June 16th at 6 o'clock. The doors open at 4:30. It's at the Nixon Library, 18001 Yorba Linda Boulevard in Yorba Linda. They can go to our website to get a map and directions, which is ccir.net. The cost, we've kept it as low as we could so as many people can come as possible. It's $50 if you let us know by June 14th, or it's $75 at the door. And I can't take any more of your time, Terry. So I'm just going to tell people they can pay by check, money order, or credit card, and check our website or call 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
Okay,
if you're
Barbara.
Not on the computer, call 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and we'll give you all the specifics. We so hope you'll be there to meet this great champion, courageous patriot, presidential candidate, Tom Tancredo.
Barbara, how many times have you heard people say, boy, if we only had somebody like Tom running for president? Well, guess what, folks? You got it. And you know what? A lot of people say, well, he can't win. You know, that's not even what this is about at this point. If you get behind him, who knows what will happen. The point is, he's going to be out there speaking your thoughts, your heartfelt thoughts at these debates. Without him, they probably wouldn't even come up. That's why it's important to have his voice. And guess what, folks? He's going to make the other guys talk about it. They had the debates in New Hampshire. First question out the box, immigration. Why? Because Tom was there and they went straight to him. That's what we need. And he can't keep doing it without the money. Barbara, thanks for the call.
Well, just one second, Terry. I want to share with your listeners, you are going to be introducing. You're going to be there. You're going to speak. You're going to introduce Congressman Tom Tancredo
as
our next president. And the one thing we are so hoping for, Terry, is that I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, he's a one-issue candidate. I'm sorry, but his philosophy is simply the very same as ours until the U.S. controls immigration all.
And Barbara.
That's in capitalized
right.
letters and underlined. Else is a moot point, as it will no longer matter.
And I've heard this guy, Barbara, I've heard this guy talk about many other issues, many other times. He's well-versed on everything. But let me say this to you. If you want to call him a one-issue candidate, at least he picked the right issue. At least that much. Got to go, Barbara. Thanks for the call.
God bless, Karen. We'll see you the 16th.
All right, kid. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go to Jerry. Call him from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, Barb's right. Look. He's got the most important issue that is the problem to every other part of our country. If we don't solve this problem, we're not going to solve any of the rest of them.
None of them make any sense if we don't fix this one, Jerry.
No, it's gone. Why even have an army? There's no use having anybody overseas.
I agree.
Or anywhere in this world if we don't take care of our own people first.
I agree.
Look, Ike got on the phone right after the vote, and I called Jeff Sessions, and I told him, I said, Jeff, you're not a real loudspeaker or anything, but boy, you are my Mr. Smith that went to Washington. And I thank him for it. And then I called every other senator I get my hands on that voted the way you and I believe and stood their ground.
Good for you. That's what we're telling people to do, Jerry. I'm glad you brought
Please
that up. It
that,
is so
folks.
Important that you encourage these people, folks.
And look, the battle's not over with. This is
no.
just a battle. We just won one battle.
Yeah.
We haven't won the war
No,
yet.
We're celebrating the battle. We're not celebrating the war.
That's right.
Absolutely.
When the battle is over with is when O'Reilly and O'Rourke realize that these people have to go back to whatever country they came from, make their country like us, not us like them. They've got to be sent back, and the anchor babies have to go. And every senator I talked to, I told them, do you repeal the 14th Amendment? It was for slavery time. It wasn't for now. And get these people and make them go home.
That's right.
Because they're in the world. The country is not going to be sane until we do.
All right, Jerry.
And
thanks.
Folks,
thanks
support
for the...
Terry. I don't care what you send him something. And you people that send emails in, send him something along with it.
All right, buddy.
God bless, Terry.
Thanks,
you're
Jerry.
Doing a fantastic job.
Thanks, buddy.
Hope to see you Tuesday, Saturday.
All right, Jerry, thanks for the call. Folks, you know, he's right. We do need the help to stay on the air. Get, you know, drop us something. And the mail did pick up a little bit this week. And I want to thank you new people who sent us something. And let me say something about those two challenges. We had one from Sharon for $250, and we had another one from Captain Ed for $500. We're getting there, folks. A couple of you have sent in your donations for those challenges. We would appreciate it if what you do when you send it in, make sure you let us know that it's a challenge. You want to meet the challenge and so that we can get the money from the other people. That's $750 we can use. And we have gotten some of it. I haven't told it up yet, but we're on our way to fixing that. But let us know. And if you, and one other thing, folks, you can donate on PayPal. It's right. Just go to our website and click on the link. You can go to PayPal and drop us something. Some people do that every month. Those of you who do it and want to make sure I know about it, send me an email. Say, hey, I went to PayPal. I dropped you a couple bucks. I appreciate that. I really do. And those of you who do it on PayPal, send me an email. Say, look, I sent you whatever amount of money. I wanted to go towards the challenge of the $250 and the $500. It's very, very important. Okay, thanks, folks. I appreciate that. I'm going to get to everybody on the line. But before I do, we got somebody that called in on our newsmaker line. I want to make sure that everybody knows who this guy is. He's calling in just to say hi this evening. I think he might have something on his mind. He's in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tom Tancredo. Tom, what do you hear? What do you say,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Not too bad. You sound tired.
I'm pooped.
I can tell. And we're not going to keep you. We're not going to keep you. I know you want to get some sleep. Two things.
Yes, sir.
I do not watch presidential debates. They anger
you
me.
You don't miss very much.
No, I don't. And I never regret it. And I don't watch them. But I watched the one on Tuesday. And you know why I watched it? I watched it because I had a friend in the debate. I had a friend in the debate. And I wanted to watch my friend and support him. And that is why I watched. And I was extremely impressed with what you said. I'm not going to repeat it on the air. But I was extremely impressed with the things you said. And not that they're not repeatable. I just don't want to go into it right now. But you represented us in that debate, and we appreciate it. And let's be fair. Duncan Hunter represented us also.
You bet.
It was very nice to hear you two on the right side of things. And especially you, Tom. You nailed it down. You were very concise with what you said. I like the thing about the timeout. All of that stuff was important. But we want to thank you for representing us to the whole country while they were watching.
Let me tell you, my friend, it's a pleasure. It's a frustrating experience, but it's a pleasure hearing your comments because you sense, you know, it's a two hours, 120 minutes, and actually I had 5 minutes and 40 seconds of time.
I would have swore you talked for 45 minutes.
Well, I'm glad to know it.
That's how it sounded to us. It's like you talked for 45 minutes and nobody else got a chance. That's how we looked at it. You know, they really reveal themselves how they felt about different things, and it was good. McCain made himself look like the back end of a horse, and these are my words, not yours, but you know, the reason I bring him up is because he is diametrically opposed to us on this issue, and people, it did not resonate. People did not want to hear that. And the only time they clapped for I believe it was Romney, was when he talked about enforce the law.
That's right. That's right. It's amazing. All these guys, if we've done nothing else, buddy, we have forced them into this position, with the exception of McCain and probably Brownback.
And that is why you are there, to hold their feet to the fire, and we thank you for that. Now, I'm going to let you go, but before we do, I want to talk about something that's coming up this Saturday right here in L.A. at the Nixon Library. You are going to be here. You're going to meet and greet folks. It's a very small, nominal amount of money. We're asking to see the superstar, folks, and we want you to come out and represent your country by representing Tom, by coming out and supporting him. And the only way you can do that is to show up. You can get in touch with Barbara. It's 1-877-NO-ILLEGALS. You can make your reservations there. Tom is going to be there, and you're going to give us a speech. And let me ask you, what it's going to be about?
Oh, let's see. Healthcare.
That's okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. Anything else?
We'll probably talk something about immigration. And you know what?
Never would have guessed.
Everybody's got to know this too, Terry. This bill, although pulled, is not dead. This thing is like...
No.
Like the Terminator, it keeps coming back, and we have to kill it and blow it up. We've got to find some big vat of acid to drop it into, because the president and even the Republicans in the Senate are going to try to figure out a way to bring it back.
So
please, everybody, stay alert. I mean, but thank God for every single person
that's right
called, and, because you know what? The system works, And
it did this time.
It did this time.
And I told people, you didn't hear my monologue, but I told them we should celebrate. We have something to celebrate about, but we must get back to work. We need to celebrate. We needed the win. We got it. But we got to get back to work because these people are going to keep coming at us.
They are.
Get you some rest, buddy.
They'll be back.
Yeah, they will. Okay, get you some rest. Tom, thanks for calling. We're going to see you on the weekend.
All right.
Get you some sleep.
I'll do it.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. There he is, folks, Tom Tancredo, great guy, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He's out there on the road trying to get things going. He's stirring it up. Do you hear what he said? He's got no visions of grandeur. He's not talking about he's going to run through here and beat everybody. He never even said that. What he said was he's going to do the best he can to bring this issue to the forefront and force these other guys to talk about it, and that's what we want. They talked about it on Tuesday. They're going to talk about the next debate. If he's not there, there won't be much said about it. Duncan Hunter's a good guy. Duncan Hunter will bring it up, but he's not going to bring it up the way Tom will. Tom represents us. Let's go to Gary, calling from Reno, Nevada. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Hey, Jerry, I just want to make a comment real quick.
Yes,
sir. The Republican Party has to be the worst negotiators on the face of the earth. So let me give you an example. On the left side, you have amnesty, and on the far side, you'd have deportation, correct?
Right.
Well, what's interesting is in all these negotiations, which are supposed to be comprehensive in a compromise, deportation never comes up.
Never
like
mentioned.
Republicans have capitulated 75% of everything that that we want. And the other thing is, how can you do a compromise if you start when you've leaned
right
so far toward the other side?
Gary, if you want $15 and the boss offers you $5, you don't ask for $15, you ask for $25. And then you work your way down to the middle. You know what I mean? But they never even threw it out there. They never said that the extremes. Now, don't get me wrong. Deportation is not extreme to me because I will settle for no less than that. I want these people deported from my country. And, Gary, don't ever go for the dodge that you hear. I heard this guy, Levine, what's his name, Levine, the Hannity's buddy? He was on the air the other night talking about, we can't amnesty these people till we make sure we know who everybody is. I don't want them amnestied if they give me a family line going back 500 years. I don't want them amnestied under any circumstance. They've got to leave. They have to leave the country, Gary. We cannot settle for them being amnestied and left here so that we can get our border closed. It's ridiculous.
You're absolutely correct, and we have to start just letting our congressmen know that it's totally unacceptable not to bring the deportation out
yes
there.
Well said.
The only way you stop this is if you deported, say, 500 or a million extra this year, you would see some stop in illegal immigration.
Would you ever? I want everybody to go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com, and read my Terry Anderson Show 90-Day Invasion Solution Without Confusion. Go read it. I'm not arrogant enough to think that I can figure this thing out, but read the sense in it. Read how simple it is to make the people leave the country without hurting anybody, without separating families, because family reunification. Family reunification doesn't have to be here. It can always be in the other country. Why does it always have to be in this country? Go there and read what I say about it. It's very simple, and if the Republicans would use this, they could get more from the Senate. Gary, thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to Greg, calling from Reno, Nevada. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Oh, hi, Terry. Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Couple of things. First off, Tom, if you're listening, we love you, and you got my vote.
What a guy, huh?
What a guy. I love him. Next thing, horrible Harry Reid. I wanted to talk about him for just a minute. A couple years ago, I was at the polls. My neighbor from across the street was there. I said, I'm definitely not voting for this guy, Harry Reid. He says, oh, but I'm voting for him. And I said, well, why? He says, well, he's going to be the leader of the Senate. And I said, well, big deal. You know,
yeah,
that means he can do even more damage. You know, so that's why I think he keeps getting reelected. And hopefully people are starting to wake up.
I hope
Hell,
so. I hope this does him some damage, Greg, real damage. And you know what our job is, Greg, is to make sure that people don't forget. It might be some years down the line when we can stick it to this guy, but we got to remember what he did. We have to make others remember what he did. Lindsey Graham, next year, that's not that far away. When he starts running for that primary down in South Carolina, they got to stick it to this guy.
Oh, definitely.
Yep.
And I wanted to tell you about the outrageously insulting letter I got from Harry Reid's office.
I can imagine.
I called up. I told him I expected him to go to bat for Ramos and Compeon to do something about the illegals. And he sends me this letter claiming there's only 11 million that his views on immigration have evolved. And then he says, oh, well, those agents, they just shot some poor guy in
yeah
the hell with them.
Some poor drug dealer.
Yeah,
who was armed and dealt drugs again after that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, how stupid do you think I am? I was so disgusted.
Oh, he thinks you're real stupid, but guess what? After last week, he doesn't think we're as stupid as he did. Gotta go, Greg. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you, Terry.
All right, take care. Let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin, Texas. Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. Calling about AmericanFreedomWriters.com. Want to remind everybody about the weekly rallies that are held on behalf of Ramos and Compeon. The third Saturday of each month is being held in L.A., among other places. If you can't make the fundraiser for Tancredo, at least go to the L.A. rally for Ramos and Compeon. Let's not also forget that here in Austin, the March for America, which was spoken about earlier in the show, is being held here in Austin at the Capitol. We're going to have Gary Brugman speak, who was your guest, Terry, about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, Gary's a good guy.
And we're going to be combining both of those rallies. But ordinarily, on the third Saturday of each month, these Ramos and Compeon rallies are being held in Pahrump, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Bergenfield, New Jersey, Danbury, Connecticut, Austin, Kingman, Arizona, Redwood, California, El Paso, Texas. And on the 30th, we're going to have a big one down in San Antonio in front of the offices of Johnny Rotten himself at the Bank of America building to demand the resignation of this clown. And so everybody mark that on your calendar if you can make it to San Antonio on the 30th.
All right, Steve. Thanks for all the updates, buddy. Let us know how it goes.
I sure will. Thanks
take,
a lot, man.
All right, pal. Take Bye. Care. All right, let's go to Arlene calling from Sacramento, California. Arlene, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, I'm with LFR America, of course, the March, and I'm going to Washington on Wednesday. But I want to address Manuel, who called you earlier.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't born in this country, and I'm Irish. I came from Ireland. And, you know, a while back there was the talk about all the Irish illegals jumping on the bandwagon also. Well, it doesn't matter where you're from. If you're here illegally, you're illegal. And it just happens to be that the biggest percentage of people come from south of the border.
And that's because of proximity, Arlene. That's the only reason. If we had a third world country to the north, guess where they would come from? They would come from north of the border. It's just the way it is.
We have illegal people from Africa.
Absolutely.
We have illegal people from all over. It doesn't matter where you're from. We want all of you gone.
I saw some guy in Massachusetts who's fighting for the illegal alien Irish in the state of Massachusetts. He wants to make sure they get amnesty. So they're from everywhere, but just the majority happen to be from Mexico. But like I said, that's proximity. Nobody's picking on Mexicans. I love Mexico. It's a beautiful country. But you can't come here illegally. End of story. End of story, you know?
And like I said, I don't care if they're Irish. I don't support them because they're Irish. I don't do that at all.
Of course you don't. But Arlene, let's be real about this. When's the last time you saw the Irish or anybody else get in our face demanding that we give them rights or flying their flag when they come out saying they want a legality? You know, look at our mayor. Here's a guy who's out just for one race of people. I've never seen any of those Irish mayors say, well, I'm going to run for mayor and I'm only going to represent the Irish in the city. No, but that's what this guy is doing.
Yep. It's a no-go. I was so upset. That's what started the whole thing in the first place with me was when I saw these people out there, I said, you do not come to this country and demand to be
that's
made
right.
citizens. I don't care where you're from.
All right, Arlene. Okay. Thanks so much for the call. We got to go. I appreciate you. Call me again. Let us know how your trip goes.
Rick, I'll give you a big hug when we get to Washington and I meet you.
Take care.
Rick Posada, okay?
Oh, yeah, Rick's a good guy. All right, let's go to John calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. John, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi, Terry.
How you doing, buddy?
This is John. I'm just telling you that in November we had Proposition 200 pass by 78% of the voters.
And, John, that was a lot of work to get that done.
You got it.
That was a lot of work for the Arizona people, and they got it done, and we are very proud of that.
And, you know, that was for no in-state tuition for illegals.
Right.
They won't implement it.
Yeah, they're arguing over that. I mean, it's just unbelievable, John.
The governor and her lackeys are saying
she's horrible. And here's another thing. Who keeps electing this broad? Who keeps putting her in here?
I know it.
I don't know anybody, John, that likes this woman.
I know, and she's a Democrat in a Republican state. Figure that out.
Yeah. And they keep putting her in. I don't get it, you know, but what are you going to do? John McCain, who keeps putting
her in? Oh, my God, I think he's just had
Jeff
his death
Flake.
Sentence.
Jeff Flake. Who keeps putting Jeff Flake in office?
I know it.
I mean, you guys have got some really hardworking people there, but you keep electing these idiots.
We got a bunch of dummies here.
Yeah,
but
you do.
We got a lot of good people here, though, Terry.
All right. Oh, yeah. Hold on, John. You don't have to tell me that. Some of the best Americans that I've ever worked with on this invasion are the people in Arizona. Oh, no. You're absolutely right there. I mean people who dig in and won't give up. And you got a guy there, Russell Pierce, a state rep.
He's like a Paul Revere.
I would support that guy for president also.
You got it.
What a guy.
We're not giving up, Terry.
All right, John. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You
take care. All right, let's go to Larry calling from Austin, Texas. Larry, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
How you doing, Terry?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know I was watching the Senate after that kosher vote failed.
Uh-huh.
And these stupid clowns, McCain, Lott, Reid, all them, it was like they were working for the Mexican government. They didn't bring one thing up about the Americans, how we felt about it, but we showed them they couldn't take it. They couldn't take it, and they really haven't done anything for the American people. We've been getting the shaft, but I think we're waking up.
Well, I think we have woken up. You're absolutely right, Larry. And let me tell you something. The good people of America are finally flexing their muscles. We've got the power. We have always had the power. We just didn't use it. We're using it now, and that's what
right.
we need. Larry, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay, sir.
Call me
job.
Again. All right, let's go to Ron calling from Oklahoma. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Very quickly, I just wanted to thank you for everything you've done. I also wanted to thank Oklahoma Representative Randy Terrell for ramming through the country's strongest immigration law here in Oklahoma.
Best in the country.
Yes, sir. Also, this immigration battle is only one battle and one front on a really wide war. We all need to be alert to the entire war. If we're going to win, we need to listen to RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and Genesis Communication Network to keep up with the entire war.
Well, those networks will get out messages that these other networks just will not broadcast. We're on RBN, and I'm going to tell you something. They do a great job, and we appreciate them very much. Got to go, Ron. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to Victor calling from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Well, Larry,
okay.
I feel that we must not let the guard down.
No.
This week, I heard that the most common name in England, firstborn, is Mahoma.
Yeah, they're inundated over there with Muslims.
You could have seen
And Victor, the English people don't like it. Over here, it's Juan or Jose or somebody.
No, it would be Antonio Villarraigosa.
Yeah, there you go. Got to go, Vic. Thanks for the call, buddy. Let's go to James real quick, calling from Dallas. James, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 20 seconds, buddy.
Terry, I just sent you an email with a list of the years that everyone's Senate term expires. You can post that on wherever.
Appreciate it.
And in regards to your most horriblest clown, how about a best person of the week? Everyone has called, faxed, emailed, gone to offices, and protested for defeating this bill.
There you go. They got it coming. Thanks, James. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right.
Ernest, Ron, Anita, all the rest. The lines are full, folks, and I appreciate you calling. End of the show. We got to go. I'm going to remind you, this week with the swings, I got to say it, you're going to love it. Comprehensively undocumented and undocumented vaginas. That's what they are, folks. I didn't write them, but they're good columns. You can read them on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank Chandler, my engineer, Mel, for taking your calls, my producer, Mike Wolner. Don't forget Rusty Childress, ImmigrationBuzz.com. Mark Edwards will be on right after me in Phoenix on KFNX, and Tom Tancredo will be on with him. Kevin James, every night at 9 p.m. right here on KRLA. Buy something American this week, folks. It is important. We need your help to stay on the air. Send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Without you, we have no show. I want to remind you folks of those three websites that we talk about all the time, theterryandersonshow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique